That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. It is Saturday, July 5th, 2014, and we're coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. It's a beautiful morning, and it is a beautiful morning here. Blue skies, green grass, and it's good to be here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And didn't know if we had John with us yet this morning.
Nope, not yet.
Maybe we'll. Yeah, send him another text, wake him up. It's a little early. Maybe he had a little too much July 4th, but we do welcome you, the remnant. And we'll have the phone lines open this morning, 307-745-5913. And, a couple things I thought we'd bring up this morning, but let's open up with prayer. Kyle, you want to open us up in prayer this morning?
Oh, God, my Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to gather in your name, Jesus Christ. We have so much to be thankful for. We're thankful, Lord, that you gave us the Son who died on the cross for us. So as we walk and go through life, we can walk in Him, with Him, and follow His footsteps. We ask you, Lord, to be with us all today, all of your remnant, Lord, that you've called and chosen. Lord, we ask you to be with us, give us your Holy Spirit, so that we can be faithful. We ask for so many things, just for protection for our wives and our children that are scattered upon this land and all over the world. We ask for your angels to be about us, to cover our eyes when they need to be covered and to open them when they need to be opened. And the same with our ears. We ask for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, discernment. We ask for us to be a blessing back to you each and every day. Again, be with us this morning on Coffee. Let our thoughts and our words be your thoughts and your words. We ask for the same for the remnant that's out there with us, that call in, and that are just going to listen. Again, we're so thankful. We ask all this and many more things, Lord, as the day goes on and they come upon our minds. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, a beautiful day. The day after July 4th. You know, flipping through the radio channels a little bit yesterday, heard some of the so-called Christian radio stations talking about liberty. And you think, wow, okay, Christian radio station talking about liberty, that's going to be pretty good. And but it was just, you know, liberty. We have, you know, a million soldiers have gone and fought for our liberty.
Yeah.
And we salute all the soldiers and all the service people that have, you know, sacrificed for our liberty. And then they go into the, you know, but you know, there's still human trafficking out there, and they don't have liberty in this. And not, you would think that it would be plain as day to read from the Bible that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But they didn't go there. And it just seemed like it was just a lead-in to, you know, to use this liberty from July 4th to push their little flavor of the month or whatever it is that they're doing.
More brainwashing, yeah.
Yeah, more brainwashing.
Because if you never question, if you just go through life and believe everything you hear, you would think that all the veterans and all the everybody that's ever fought in a war did it for our freedom, and because they haven't been told anything different, you know, for years.
Right, it's what they've been told. It's what's promoted, and but you know, I don't know. Maybe it was just me, but I sure thought that maybe they would bring up that, you know, the Bible talks about liberty. The Bible talks about.
Being that it's a Christian
about
station.
That. Being that it's a Christian station, yeah, I wouldn't expect it from the country station here in town or something like that. But let's don't go to scriptures, because that opens up a whole lot. Because I think a lot of people are seeing that their liberties are being taken away from. They are being taken away. And that they don't have the liberty to go and to do, not in an unlawful sense, but just in a sense of liberty, in a sense of you know, seeking happiness and, you know, just doing, you know, your own thing. Again, not in a lawless sense, but and I think many see that they don't have the liberty that their parents had, and certainly not the liberty that their
parents
had.
I think it's gotten a lot, you know, deeper than that. I think people are really realizing that they don't have the liberty that they had last year or the year before. I know the people that I've talked to just in the last couple of days, you know, they notice that it's almost, a lot of them, it's an exciting day, but it's a sad day, because they've been thinking about how many liberties they've lost and what has happened and the changes that we're seeing in, you know, America. And I mean, we're talking about, you know, Independence Day, the day that, you know, we're supposed to, you know, have our independence, and you know, we're not an independent nation anymore. You know, and talking about just the way people's terminology has changed, you know, it's, people are, you know, they really don't even understand the meaning of Independence Day, and you know how far we've gotten removed. You know, our forefathers understood that, you know, July 4th was prophesied in the Bible, and you know that's been taken away and removed from the minds of the people, where it's very few people that even realize that you know, this day is. Was prophesied long before it ever took place. You know, it's part of prophecy.
Yes, sir. If I had a greatest, I think it's the back of the greatest discovery of our age, or else the back of the Bible story. But anyway, it gives you those dates in prophecy, and it counts them down to 1776. It's quite, you know, I remember the first time I heard that, it was quite revealing, because I'd heard other things that didn't really sink in, you know, as far as, you know, America being in the Bible. But man, when I heard those numbers calculated out, it was like, man, how can you deny this? You know what I mean? And it was a great piece of the puzzle.
Oh yeah, it is. And it does count them down, goes to the days of the prophecies of Daniel, and you know, it just makes it so clear that, you know, it's like, this is, you know. And that's what's sad is when you see something like that, and I think that's really the reason why is that our enemies have worked so hard to try to destroy it, because it is a Bible. It was a day that was, you know, prophesied about. You know, it was a day for, you know, us, the children of Israel. And, you know, you can look around and you can come up with a lot of excuses, you know, not to celebrate or not to do anything on the 4th of July. But, you know, this is our day. I mean, this is, you know, this was a great day for us.
Absolutely.
You know, we were delivered. I mean, you know, for us, you can equate the 4th of July, you know, as a people, to the coming out of Egypt. I mean, it was a day that we had deliverance.
Yeah. Well, and when the people remembered what it was like to come out of Egypt, because their parents had taught them for generations, and when the people had, you know, had a biblical understanding, well, that tied into the July 4th, and they had a little understanding of that it was when that nation was born in a day that Ezekiel talks of. And yeah, you're right, it is in the back of The Greatest Discovery of Our Age. It's the Appendix A. And if you don't have that booklet, we'd be glad to send you one. We've got them here. We've reprinted them, but this is in there, and it explains out that date of July 4th.
Yeah,
gives a good bit of biblical importance to it. The phone line's ringing already. Let's say good morning to somebody. Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, guys. This is Bob.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
You know, there are ministers out there right now preaching liberty. Oh, yes, they're preaching Christian liberty. But what do they give them? Do you remember the passage? They're preaching liberty to do anything you want.
Yeah.
You're saved. You can do anything you want because you're not judged.
Yeah. Well, in a big,
you're at liberty. And don't let any person tell you that you don't have that kind of liberty, because they just want to try to control you. That's what they're saying. Now, there was something else actually that I called about. You know, great series that Kyle's been doing on the phony castles. You know, between the phony castles and the once saved, always saved people, there's something in common that they both use. They both insist that they get baptism in the Holy Spirit just by believing.
Yeah,
the one group says you don't need water baptism. That's the once saved, always saved. You only need that baptism in the Holy Spirit that they all get. The phony castles will tell you, oh yes, we do believe in water baptism because the Bible commands it. But then, you got your Bibles there?
We always have our Bibles.
Always.
Look up, grab Ephesians 4, verse 4-6.
There's one body and one spirit, just as always you were called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and the Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
How many baptisms?
One.
And what is that baptism? Is that baptism in the Holy Spirit and water baptism?
No, it's one.
That's two.
It's one.
That's two. One and one, that's two. You know, these guys can't count. They all insist this, but no, it says one baptism.
That's why the words of Jesus Christ is so important when he tells John the Baptist that it is for us to fulfill righteousness, because he combined the two. You know, and then all those that were only baptized into John's baptism later, when the Apostle Paul came across, you know, They were rebaptized because they had to combine those two. The baptism of water for repentance and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the forgiveness of, I mean, it's one baptism combining them to fulfill righteousness.
Exactly. Yep. Now go to Acts 19 for a second.
What verse?
1-6.
It happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the upper country and came to Ephesus and found some disciples. He said to them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said to him, No, we have not even heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said into them, Into what then were you baptized? And they said, Into John's baptism. Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in him who was coming after him, that is, in Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands upon them, they received the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking with tongues and prophesying.
Okay, now, these once saved, always saved people, what they will say is, you see the verse where it says, and when they believed this, they were baptized? Okay. They try to tell you, well, that was, when they heard it, by hearing the words that Paul told them, they became baptized in the Holy Spirit. But yet, what does the very next verse tell you?
That they were baptized.
Well, no, it tells you they were baptized, and then, what? And then Paul laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Okay, so that means they didn't receive Holy Spirit baptism. They didn't already have the Holy Spirit come on them. Until the second part of this, they were that was water baptism in the first part of this two verses, and then receiving the Holy Spirit. And that is what the entire early church insisted on. This was the formula. You were baptized in water, you were forgiven for your sins, then you would receive the Holy Ghost. You weren't baptized in the Holy Ghost, you received the Holy Ghost after water baptism. And the Holy Spirit, if you cooperated with the Holy Spirit would dwell in you and sanctify you. Now, go to Thessalonians 2:13.
We're having a Bible study, I guess.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I know it's real early, but I've been up for hours already.
Where were you talking about, in 1st or 2nd Thessalonians?
2nd Thessalonians, I'm sorry.
We're at?
13.
Second
chapter.
13.
But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth.
And how do you get salvation? Salvation is how? By belief alone? No, it says salvation is through sanctification of the Spirit. And what is sanctification? That is the Holy Spirit working in you through your life, cleaning up your sins and getting you prepared for your afterlife.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bob, we're in agreement with you. You know?
Oh, I know you guys are, but there's so many people that are always listening that may be just the first tuning in, and they need to hear these things because, you see, these are the things that they try to push away in the corner. No, you don't want to hear that.
And then you can confirm that in 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11, you know, and because it talks about how you're in sin, and then you became washed, you know, and you became sanctified and justified, you know, and it goes with, it's just like anything else. You clean the vessel out, you know, so something clean or can come into it, you know. If it doesn't get cleaned out, you're not going to be sanctified because the Holy Spirit isn't going to dwell in an unclean place.
Amen.
You know, so.
Exactly. And you see, but the once saved, always saved people, the thing that they say, well, you're saved the second you believe, and all your sins are paid for at that point, past, present, and future. It's all done right there. And you don't have to do anything else after that. Well, that makes the Bible a lie, because what does that verse read say that we just read there? And there's also other verses, the power that worketh in you. I mean, this is the Holy Spirit cleaning you up through your life after you've been baptized. And why would the Holy Spirit need to be doing... Now, it says that your salvation is through this sanctification. doesn't say you're already, everything's paid for the second you come to believe. But that's the, that's just such lovely words. Everybody likes to hear that because it's so comforting to hear, oh, it's all been paid for the second I believe, and now I can just sit back and do anything I want because it's all fixed.
Well, if again, you mentioned Kyle's previous few programs. You know, there in Acts 13:10, they're talking about this magician, Jewish false prophet named Bar-Jesus. And Paul, had to turn to him and say, "You who are full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord?" And that same admonition is given to and whether they want to take it or not, but it is given to the so-called and self-appointed pastors and teachers and reverends and those out there that teach and that put forth the word and put forth a false plan of salvation. Judgment will be greater on them, whether they are doing it on purpose or whether they are just misled taking that, you know, and not searching out the matter and not taking this seriously.
There was a one of these big Pentecostalist ministers that had a part of his ministry on YouTube, and I came across this thing, and you know, this guy was just totally berating people that weren't talking in tongues. You're not saved if you don't talk in tongues, because the second you receive the Holy Spirit, if you receive the Holy Spirit, you will speak in tongues. Well, you know what Paul says in Corinthians about that.
Right.
Do you all have this? And then, you know, see, they don't catch this verse when Paul says, "I'm glad that I speak in tongues more than all of you." Well, why did he say that? Because he was promoting talking in tongues? No, he said that because he knew that if he didn't speak in tongues more than all of them, they'd be pulling the same junk on him, saying, "Hey, Paul, you're not even saved. You don't talk in tongues as much as us."
Yeah, I actually think he was ripping him.
You know? Oh, yeah, he was ripping him. He was ripping him through that whole thing. Do you all talk, you know, do you all have this? Can you all do this? See, something that it doesn't say it in the Bible, but I guess it makes sense after you look at it all. I read in a comment by one of the early church fathers that they said only the apostles received all the gifts. Other people can receive this one or that one or maybe, you know, several of them, but only the apostles got all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And if Paul knew that, he was ripping them with that. You know, because he knew darn well they didn't all have all of these things.
Well, what we are to do is to not worry about the gifts that we don't have, but we're to work with the gifts that we do have, that God does give us. You know, if we're the hand part of the body, we're to accomplish and to do the job and the work that the hand is supposed to do. If we're the feet, if we're the head, if we're the knee, whatever it is, we are to do that part. You know, that's what we are to do. Well, Bob, hey, we appreciate the call and appreciate the Bible study. We're going to move on to a couple different subjects, maybe take a few more callers this morning.
But, oh, hey, real quick, before sure I go, I wanted to tell you that, did you hear that Hobby Lobby won their lawsuit against Obamacare?
We did, yes.
Oh, anyway, just thought I'd bring that up in case you hadn't heard that. That was good news.
Yep. Hey, Bob, thanks so much.
Have a good one.
All right. And the number is 307-745-5913. Some good points brought up by Bob that, you know, there are simple things in the Bible. There are things that are a little deeper, a little meatier, mm-hmm. a little more complex. But, you know, you read through it, the Bible talks, from the beginning to the end, even in Isaiah and Jeremiah, wash your sins away. Cleanse your heart. I don't think they understood it back then in the Old Testament days how to do that. They received the admonition, but I don't think they knew how. We have an advantage over them today. We have the Old and New Testament. We have the Scriptures that, you know, and we live in this New Testament, this New Covenant time. And it points to how we do that and how necessary that is. We have a little booklet along those lines. It's called, well, actually a couple. One is called How to Become a Christian. And it basically tells you that. and lead you through scripture by scripture, that how you become a Christian is you repent and be baptized, is the bottom line. Not to give the plot line away, but it really is. And then another small, newer one that's a very small one that the pastor did, to be able to use in a somewhat generic fashion, not really from the Anglo-Israel, promoting the Anglo-Israel truth, but just promoting the simple fact, the need for baptism. And it's a small tract called Don't Miss Out. And so if you have questions about baptism, if you have friends that or family members or acquaintances that you're trying to get a little information to and trying to maybe help them see the light, you know, certainly be praying for them. Pray that God will call them to this truth. But if you want those little booklets, you can write to us. We'll be glad to send them to you. And our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. And you can also order them at the website, and the web address is scripturesforamerica.org. Whew, well, time for me to get some coffee. Jason, what do you see going on current event-wise in the nation?
Well, I did see a news story that was interesting and says that rising red tide, China's Navy is a frenzy to build a new nuclear-powered attack subs. And I guess they're working on several of them. And that's their new hustle and bustle, try to get it done right now, should have been done yesterday deal. Nuclear attack subs. So, you know, that, you know, anytime you see something like that, it's like you got to think, okay, they're building nuclear attack subs. Now, what do they want to use them for? You know, why are they in a frenzy to get them? But, you know, I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, just, you know, different time-changing things. That did you guys hear about the dust storm that hit Phoenix?
I saw pictures
yesterday.
I did. I saw a few pictures on the web, and it looked like something out of biblical proportion. The pictures did.
It did. That's what I thought when I saw the pictures. I mean, it lasted basically 45 minutes. I guess the heat of it was, you know, 45 minutes. But in that 45 minutes, they had to divert 24 airplanes that went to other airports. Power lost to thousands and thousands of people. All kinds of damage. I mean, it just kind of came out of nowhere from what I understood.
Yeah, I saw just a couple little highlights on it yesterday, and it looked like some that that we've seen pictures of out of the, you know, the Saudi Arabian desert, of just these
big wall.
A wall of, you can't tell what it is, you know. You hope it's just sand coming, and it did. It just descended. And, yeah, they had to reroute airplanes, flights, and
and you know that has to
be. I've heard of anywhere from 25 to 50,000 people without power. Stop traffic in some areas just to a complete standstill, but just nobody could see. And, you know, then you got to wonder what it's doing to your side of your vehicle anyway. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it
and the damage
get in everything.
And air filters.
I mean, everything.
And air conditioners. You know, people down there, some people have two air conditioners in their homes, you know. I mean, you have to, I know when we've driven through there in the past, you know, you're looking, you got your air on high, and you're looking for Phoenix high. You know, you're looking for jumbo high to crank the air on, because it gets
turbocharger for your air conditioner.
That's right. So you know that all that coming through all the vehicle air filters and air conditioners and everything down there, what an impact that's going to have. And they don't, I mean, do they get those a lot? Or is that kind of rare? I don't remember seeing pictures.
I was under the impression
lot.
It was a rare event for them. Yeah. I mean, I think this was an extra large one, if nothing else.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing, you know, it's not like, you know, the East Coast got hit by Hurricane Arthur yesterday.
And it's going to get hit again this year sometime.
It is. But, you know, we know that it's hurricane season.
Yeah.
And we prayed Thursday night for, you know, it looked like Arthur was going to be hitting North Carolina pretty hard in the East Coast. And Kyle, I think you said they did have some storm surges.
Yeah, they had water surges.
It wasn't,
and a lot of wind, but I don't think there was any deaths that
too,
I heard of.
Too major. You know. And praise the Lord for that. But, you know, you get hurricanes. You get small hurricanes. You get tropical depressions. You get big hurricanes, you know. Superstorm Sandy, Hurricane Sandy rolled through. And you know, a year or two ago. And so, you know, you kind of, in coming from Florida, you know, you grew up with hurricanes. You understand them. I don't recall seeing a lot, being that familiar with these massive windstorms coming into Phoenix. Not at all.
No, I don't either.
Not at all. You know, Jason, you mentioned the Chinese Navy. Hey, we have some news for our Navy, too. That's not China's Navy's not the only Navy in the news. The United States Navy has its first female four-star admiral. Number two on the Navy list. I mean, she is second only behind Navy Admiral Jonathan Greenert, who is the chief of naval operations. And you ought to see the picture of this thing. Michelle Janine Howard. And she looks to be about four or five different races mixed up in there. In 1999, one of her many distinctions, in 1999, she became the first African-American woman to command a Navy ship. That's what the AP gets down of her many distinctions. She commanded a
what
ship.
What year?
In 1999. She's from Aurora, Colorado. She graduated in 1978 from Gateway High School in Aurora, Colorado, graduated from the Naval Academy in 1982. And from 82 to 99, she rose through the ranks. Bob-haired, high yellow looking.
I was going to say, I bet she has long, glorious hair, doesn't she?
Can you see the little picture there? She looks like she could be Obama's sister. How about that? You know, he talks about Trayvon Martin looks like he could be his son. Well, this, number two in the U.S. Navy, looks like it could be Obama's sister. Anyway, just didn't want you to think that China was the only thing, had something going on in the Navy. They're building nuclear attack subs, and we're putting, you know, we're promoting the female minority agenda in the Navy.
I bet all those Navy men are really proud of that, aren't they?
Go Navy. Navy strong.
The rest of the world's laughing at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Navy strong, Navy proud. Oh, man. Anyway.
There's still some brainwash. Me and Tracy went to a restaurant yesterday, and I heard at the table next to us some, I don't know, probably 30-year-old woman saying how Obama's the best president ever. So, I mean, they're just so...
People believe that.
They do.
They they believe it with all their heart, mind, and soul.
And I'm like, did you hear that? You know, it's frustrating.
Wow.
Well, for some...
Yeah.
You know, there's and you know, he's just absolutely opened up the southern borders, refuses the requests from Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and the different southern border states, has just absolutely refused to stem the tide of the hordes that are invading this nation. Recently, over the last couple of weeks, it's kind of been in the news about all these children that have been coming over, and the little southern California town of Murrieta, California. Did you see what happened down there? They got together. There were buses that were bringing about 140 illegal immigrants from Texas across into California to be processed there and housed there and put up there and given, you know, food stamps and all that stuff. This little California town got together and they blocked the buses from coming into the processing center. The buses had to turn around and go down to San Diego and process there, you know, which is, I guess, a lot further south. And they had about 200 people there, and
I've heard that's happened several different places, that they found where they were coming in and dropping them off, and people of the town just stopped it, even back east. Several places just recently, they said, hey, we've had enough. We don't want them here.
They are not only busing them all over the country, but they are, I'm trying to see here's a quote. It says, from Steve Prime, a resident of nearby Lake Elsinore, this is a way of making our voices heard. Action. Action gets your voices heard. The government's main job is to secure our borders and protect us, and they're doing neither. Now, see, Steve is misinformed as to what the main job of the government is, because they are not doing that. Anyway, it goes on, but it talks about since October, more than 52,000 unaccompanied children have been detained. And think about that. Since October. So that's, you know, this is July, August, September, October. So in 9 months, 52,000 children have come across and been detained. They're not only busing them all over the place. Says the crunch on the border in Texas's Rio Grande Valley prompted U.S. authorities to fly immigrant families to other Texas cities and to Southern California for processing. So they're getting hit so hard down there, they're not only busing them out, they're putting them on planes and flying them to other places in California. But also, Jason, I think you mentioned, or somebody had in the last week or two, they're hitting cities like Baltimore and Boston and other cities like that as well.
Yeah, they are. They are. And, you know, they're not only busing them in, that they're flying them in. And they're, you know, getting them set up on their government programs. And when they get off the when they get off the bus or the airplane, you know, they might not have shoes or laces in their shoes or, you know, clothes. But they're signed up on SNAP and they're signed up on this and they got their card. And they're a dependent.
You know what they do have, though, Jason? They have tuberculosis.
Right.
They have tuberculosis. Yeah, yeah. They have scabies. They have lice. They have
A to Z, basically.
What communicable third world diseases they have. Had a thing here. It said another tuberculosis outbreak in Sacramento at Grant Union High School. They had one student tested positive in February. Four other students have tested positive since then, and then some of their relatives and friends have been tested, a total of 9 known related cases. And that's not from CNN, that's from like liveleak.com. I mean, that's an alternative type media. 9 cases of TB in 1 Sacramento high school. And tuberculosis, because of cleanliness factors, has been all but wiped out here. You know, there's not a vaccine, I don't think, against tuberculosis. Even just saying that for the vaccine people. Not that we promote vaccines anyway. And then over 450 students and staff have been tested at the school there. But they're saying they have 9 known cases. Who paid for the testing of the 450 students? The 450, the faculty members that had to take a day off work and go get this testing. You know, we paid for it. We paid for it. Not the ministry, but I mean, we as the people paid for it. And that's not the only thing coming. I didn't print the news article out, but there was one here. A Oklahoma congressman tried to go down to Fort Sill, however you say it. At the federal facility at Fort Sill that's housing hundreds of these mainly teenage illegal immigrant children from Central America. And he's a freshman U.S. representative. See, he ain't learned how to play the game yet. But freshman U.S. Senator or Representative Jim Bridenstine of Tulsa said he was visiting the Army post on Fort Sill Tuesday when he went to the facility to, you know, hey, this is in the news. This is headlines. My people that I represent are asking about this. I want to go, you know, let me go see and check this out. Sorry, sir, you're not allowed here. Security wouldn't let him in. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, who's overseeing the children's care, said you can schedule a visit for 3 weeks from now. See, he hadn't learned how to play the game yet. But they are. And there's other news reports that we're seeing that that in these medical facilities on these Army bases and stuff, they've got nurses and doctors and they're having to sign non-disclosure agreements and can't bring their cell phones in or cameras because of the filth and the disease that they're seeing here that we just welcome with open arms. It is an invasion, folks. It's not, anytime you hear somebody say something about immigration, just say, wait a minute, you got the wrong word there. I'm sorry, forgive me, but it's called an invasion, not immigration. We're not being immigrated right now. We're being invaded.
It's the locust of Joel.
And I read that Thursday night. It absolutely is the locust of Joel. And it's also a method of warfare. You know, if I'm in the Mexican drug cartel and I want to move 10 truckloads across the border, you know, I've figured out what I do. I send 52,000 children over there while I move my drugs in over here. Now, I'm not a drug dealer, you know, but I'm smart enough to figure, to see what's going on here.
You're wagging the dog?
I'm wagging the dog? No, I'm answering the phone. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yes, Richard. Hi. Good morning to you and to all of you.
Hey, good morning.
I wonder if now that this Mulatrix is going to be running our boats and ships, I don't know, aircraft carriers, et cetera, what they're going to put her on. And if they're going to be honest and truthful about how screwed up she's going to act and how many rear-end collisions out to sea that she's going to commit.
I would say no, they're not. And everything she does will be great.
Yeah.
And it'll be like Kyle heard at the restaurant here locally. Most of the stuff you hear is how progressive we are and how far we have come and progressed and advanced. You know, as a multicultural nation, embracing diversity and how great this is and how it's going to improve morale, blah, blah, yeah. blah. No, it's all lies. It's all lies.
Yeah, I just, I was searching about her on certain websites, the dailyken.com, and I couldn't find anything, not yet anyway.
Yeah, it's Michelle Janine Howard.
Yeah, I yeah. found a...
Yeah, I'd never heard of her.
They don't go into the lineage at all.
You don't
but,
have to. You don't have
anyway,
to too much.
On the Daily Ken, there's a header on here. It says, "Racist hatred that liberals love. Mugabe. No whites may own land in Zimbabwe." With a link. So I clicked on it, and here's it. The Christian Science Monitor has an article. Robert Mugabe says, "No whites may own land in Zimbabwe." He has ordered the nation's remaining white farmers to be booted off their farms in order that the land may be given back to black Zimbabweans.
Yep.
So
yep.
that is a harbinger.
You know, it's good to see at least that, not that the Christian Science Monitor's, I guess you could call it mainstream, somewhat mainstream, but it's good at least to see that something here in the States is carrying that, because that's been going on, you know, for the last 25 years, an absolute genocide of the white farmer in South Africa. And
nobody here wants to know about it.
Nobody here wants to know about it. You know, all they want to hear about here is Peyton Manning playing again this year. I got to know, you know, is he coming back? Is he coming back? And LeBron James, what is he doing now? You know, that's what the people here want to know, because they're brainwashed, but that's what they believe. They
don't want to think. They don't want anything to come across their brain that's going to make them go, uh-oh, you know. They don't. You know, so they avoid it at all costs. You know, what was guy? Remember guys saying, you know, seek pleasure, avoid pain. People do that constantly, and so they don't want to hear truth.
No.
They don't want perspective. They don't want any of that stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right. The term truth junkie got used in Branson again this year, brought up by somebody in the crowd. And, you know, it's a term that the pastor put out for years and years. He said that's what he and this ministry attracted, were truth junkies, because he put the truth of the Bible out. Like it or not, politically correct or not, you know, hey, the Bible says not to have a stranger over you, Israel. And you are Israel, you are dispersed and regathered Israel, white Christian America, whether you like it or not. All the marks are there. And the fact that you deny it is one of the marks. The fact that you love the lie, that you want your prophets to prophesy falsely, And so, you know, so we get these mulattoes above us. We get the filthy perversion in the schools, and they recruit our children, and they steal our children from us into this. But why? Because of your sin, America. Because of your sin. Joe, thanks for the call. We'll try to get this other caller on. Thanks so much. And good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, one, as for that thing that's now got four stars wearing, which wearing four stars, one possible clue is the name, or its last name was Howard. Now, I've occasionally heard that name as being a, you know, like the Jews changed their name, like I'm looking at the name Curly Howard, who was one of the three Stooges. He was born Horowitz. And I think Howard is often used as a, they anglicized the Jewish name Horowitz. So when looking for lineage, there might be a clue right there for you. I mean, I say any more.
That is interesting. Could, yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks.
Hey, thank you. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm out in West Virginia.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right. 307-745-5913. Got a few minutes left.
I wonder why they would change their names.
I don't know. But I always thought the Three Stooges were funny as all get out, you know. But that's how it is. They make us laugh, and it's downhill from there.
Maybe the goalie for the USA America, his name was Howard, you know. So maybe he was Horowitz, too. Although usually the Jewish people ain't too good at sports, so I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, this invasion that's going on, it is an absolute invasion, you know, and our prayer is that the remnant has their eyes open to it, you know, and that more and more people like this town of Palladier or Murrieta, California, that more and more of our people will do that. We'll be driven to some, I'm not saying what type of action, but, you know, we need to be driven to work in good deeds.
You know, all this stuff we're talking about, the strangers that are over us, the alien invasions, the Joel Locust, you know, all these things come. I mean, exactly what Jason was talking about at the beginning. It has to do with this place, America, United States of America, being the new Jerusalem. I mean,
yep.
And that's why they are attacking us from every angle they can, you know, and because they didn't want Israel to survive of old, they don't want it to survive today, you know.
No.
And it's prophecy being fulfilled along with 1776, you know. Read Micah 4, and it's just, you can see the fulfillment, you can see it coming to pass. But you have to understand first what Independence Day was all about. July 4th, 1776 was all about. You know, because if you don't understand that, you're not going to understand Micah 4. You know? Anyway.
Good point. Psalms 83 comes to mind again. You know, Psalms 83:4 says, "They have said, come and let us wipe them out as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. For they have conspired together with one mind against you," and that's a capital Y, "against you they make a covenant." And it's against God. It's against his son, Jesus Christ. That's what all of this in this land is against. You know, that's why there's no liberty in the land. That's why there's no justice in the land. That's why the murder and the crime rate is not only in D.C. and Detroit and Denver, but it spreads to every corner of the land. You know, it used to be, we'll flee to the mountains. We'll move out in the country and get away from that stuff. Well, it's followed everybody out to the country. And it's because of God's word is true. He still holds his people accountable to the covenant that they're in. Well, a few more minutes we got here on the program. It's Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, 307-745-5913. Got a letter in this week from Charles down in Florida, and he asked a couple questions and said, hey, if you answered on the Coffee with the Wranglers, send me a CD. So I thought I'd just print, had a couple questions. One was, he says, does the Bible say what to eat? He said, I heard you saying one time, the Bible says not to eat pork. So he said, does the Bible say what to eat?
Yes, it does.
It does.
Chapter and verse, I can't really give it to you right now off the top of my head, but yes, it does.
Charles, we got a little book that kind of highlights it, talks about clean and unclean foods with Bible references, and, the food laws are, you know, we talk about them not being into salvation. They just might, get you to that judgment day a little earlier.
The best way to think about it is blessings and curses.
Blessings and curses.
You keep God's commandments, you're going to have blessings. You don't keep them, you're going to have curses. Now, what those curses are depends on what commandments you're not keeping.
Right.
Right.
He says, second, there's a lot of gambling and whatnot going on down here in Florida. Football, baseball, people gambling on stock markets and stuff. He says, what does the Bible, Old or New Testament, say about gambling? Does it say that gambling is a sin?
It says, stay out of the pool halls and quit gambling. Remember hearing that when I was young, you know?
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on that, Jason? Does the Bible talk against gambling? I think it does. I remember Pastor talking about, that it's ill-gotten gains. It's something for nothing. It's not loving your neighbors yourself.
Something you didn't earn. I mean, we've got, I think that's what it boils down to.
Whenever somebody wins, somebody loses.
A lot of somebodies are losing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't build Vegas on you winning money. That's for sure. And then he says, lastly, what does the Bible say about spaying or neutering a dog? I thought that was interesting, but it's a sincere question. He says, does it say it's a sin to spay or neuter a dog?
I don't know. Not that I know of, but hey, what do we do to our bulls? What do we do to make them steers?
Castration, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think that there's anything. I mean, we're to rule over it. A lot of people would have it where the animals would be ruling over us, but, we were the ones that were given domain.
Right.
I
like that. I'm going to write that down, Ab. We're given domain.
There's no doggy or kitty heaven either. Some people think there is. God breathed into man the breath of life. Yeah. It made him a living soul. It doesn't say he breathed into the animals and made them a living soul. So,
well, I think we answered Charles's questions, and so we'll include a little booklet or two, Charles, and send that to you along with the CD of this program, and hopefully that'll help you out. And we got a few minutes, got time for another phone call. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, fellas. This is Willis over in Illinois.
Good morning, Willis.
Hey, Willis.
Morning. Hey, just listening to the show. I was thinking about the all this invasion from the border, and I think what they're doing is they're basically setting up for the next election, presidential election. If you remember when Clinton, before he was elected, they had all kind of immigrants coming in, and, immediately they get licenses and federal assistance and state assistance, and along with that, most of them get the right to vote.
Yeah, because it's illegal to require ID for someone to vote.
Absolutely. So, they're busting them here and there.
So they're all going to vote for Hillary? Is that what you're saying, Willis?
Oh, I don't know who they got planned for president next time. There's no telling. But I think what they're doing is they're placing them in those specific areas to put that vote where they need it, because they all generally, the ones that receive the assistance vote for more assistance.
Well, yeah.
And also I heard on a different radio show here a couple days ago where it's getting dangerous for some of these immigrants to cross the border. So what they've been doing is, I haven't verified this, but this is what I heard on another radio show, is that they're, using some military jets and going into Mexico and landing at some of their air bases and flying these folks back into the United States to military bases over here, and then from there busing them into different areas.
Yeah, on the headlines this last week was the 11-year-old boy from Guatemala that died. They found his remains in the desert,
Yeah.
And they've highlighted that, oh, how dangerous it is to cross and all this kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything about the 12 people that were killed this week, the 12 white people that were killed by blacks this week. You don't hear anything about that. You know, how many of our soldiers, how many of our troops were killed over in Afghanistan this week? Nobody knows about that. That's not reported, you know.
And, you know, they're stepping up security at airports, but playing it down at the borders. And I was thinking, some newscaster was talking about security at airports and how we have to give up certain liberties to have more security. And he said, pretty soon we'll be at maximum security. And I thought to myself, maximum security. See, that sounds almost like a prison term. Yeah. You got minimum security where you have a little bit of freedoms. You can walk in and out of your cell occasionally. Then you got maximum security where you're locked up 23 out of 24. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys have a great weekend, and I'm looking forward to the church services tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Willis. Have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you. Good.
Well, almost out of time, guys. Do want to invite you to church tomorrow. Going to be a little different tomorrow. So we encourage you, be there at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And have a little different order of service for you tomorrow. So we encourage you to join us there. And we think you'll be pleased and blessed and all that if you do so. You can join us by coming to the website, scripturesforamerica.org. And clicking on right there on the top left of your screen, the live video stream, little icon that's up there, and you can join us for church tomorrow morning. And we do encourage you to do so. Well,
that's about it.
Men, thanks. Jason, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks again for your help in fixing this audio board. I think it's sounding a whole lot better. Sure appreciate your hard work and help with that. And
it's getting there.
It is. Well, with that, we'll go out. See you at church tomorrow, man.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, stake high. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move.